stressful calls in the morning. Okay. Yeah, as the day goes on, they just get more cranky, I feel like. But that's just... Sometimes you get back from lunch and
good
you're...
morning, Netwell Dental Lab. Betty speaking.
Hey, Betty. Is Steven by chance?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Tell me what Cardiff is.
We're actually a private business bank in San Diego. I was just actually calling to follow up here with some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo. Is Steve available by chance so I could have a few words with him?
Hang on.
Thank you. You hear it? Coffee and 5-hour energy, man. Mm-hmm. Best friend. Now you're talking. The hell does this person keep tagging me for?
Hello.
Hey, Steve?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Starting the week right. I just kind of wanted to follow up here on an offer we had extended to you in the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some good lending history you had in the past with Wells Fargo. Do you recall receiving that offer?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you'd been recently...
I don't bank with Wells Fargo anymore.
Yeah, that was actually something I was going to bring up. The latest UCC filing we had was back in 2009, so I either assumed you had a very, very long relationship with them or you guys had moved on to something else. Is that the case?
Yeah, I was with them for many, many years. So.
Okay. Yeah, you had been recently pre-approved with us for some equipment and working capital, and you were actually pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see how things were going, and if you guys had any plans here in the near future for some growth we could help you out with.
Oh, not right now. I just bought a couple of milling machines. And
okay.
Those are taken care of with the new bank.
Uh-huh.
I'm at U.S. Bank.
Oh, you're at U.S. Bank now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know the milling machines, aren't they sold, aren't they like a three-piece set you have to do with those, basically?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, actually a bunch of companies that we've been working with here in your industry lately, that's kind of the big thing they're all looking to purchase right now. Apparently, they're much more efficient now than they've ever been.
Well, the first one I was about 3 years ago, and then we got the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one's better than the first one.
I see.
It's kind of like buying TVs, you know.
Yeah. Does it require more employees for you to bring on there, or is the training process pretty simple?
The training now is we can train within ourselves.
Okay. Okay.
So I got people that can run it. So we're pretty well set now.
Yeah, I mean, is there maybe a time of the year where you guys might be looking to maybe bring on anything else, or maybe some additional cap?
I just got it, so it's... The second one, I just got it.
Okay.
2 months, a month ago.
Oh, wow. How's it been working out for you?
So far, everything's good.
Good, good.
Better than the first one I got.
Well, I would hope.
Improve them.
I see. Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys are in a good situation right now. By all means, though, as long as you maintain a good lending history, that offer will still be on the table. So if there is equipment or capital you may look to take on in the down the road, we can definitely help you out with. Is there maybe a good email there for you, Steve, just so I can shoot you my information for if anything does come up for you?
Let's see, I'm trying to remember. Hello? I never do that one. Let me see.
Hello?